If you were suddenly to become the king of Bhutan, what would you do as the king of Bhutan?
I wouldn't, you know, for me to answer that question would be very difficult because, you know, I love my king. And I love both my kings, I mean, you know. So I wouldn't want to take that seat.
Okay.
You know, and give you that answer. I think they're doing a wonderful job, and I mean, you can't, I don't think, if you look at the fourth king, you know, he has sacrificed so much for the country. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
You know, he has done it. The fifth king is coming, and his visions are very clear. I mean, you know, he's thought about it, he's doing the way, you know, for development of the country and the nation. And self-sacrifice is there. And I don't think so, we can have better leaders, you know. So, you know, I don't think I can do better than them. You know, so I would think, I mean, you know, I would refrain from being the king.
Very diplomatic. And is there anything about life here in Bhutan as you see it that you would like to see change?
I mean, you know, that's a difficult question. When I look at it, I mean, you know, progress is always, you know, a businessman's, what would the word be, forte or, you know, which we look forward for, I mean, economic development, growth of, you know, businesses, growth of your own company, you know, normal stuff like that. I mean, that's what we, you know, want to see. And that's what is going to come in this, I guess, era of the new king. So on that basis, I think that is what we are focusing as a business house, that, you know, there's a lot of things. And India is a huge market and, you know, the potential for growth is huge. And tourism is there, you know, I mean, basically, I think if you look at it, it's the booming economy in India, which will be the, you know, I think, key to success for any Bhutanese in Bhutan. Not in Bhutan itself, unless you do probably tourism and all, but India is, something we look to.
What are your thoughts on the transition to democracy? Do you think that's a good thing?
I think, I mean, you know, everybody looks a democracy as, you know, a good thing, you know, I mean, it cannot be a bad thing because it's worked everywhere else. I mean, it depends on the leaders who come there and whether they can fill the shoes of the leaders who have given it to them.
Yeah.
You know, that is the question we have to watch and see.
And they're big shoes to fill.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, as I mentioned that time, the two kings are very difficult, you know, I mean, to fit their shoes. And the person who's going to be running it is very big, the shoes. So, I mean, you know, if they can do a good job, definitely. I mean, if they don't, then, you know.
Yeah. Are you optimistic?
I presume, I mean, you know, democracy has its goods and bad, you know. I mean, good and bad about it, I mean, you know. But at the end of the day, it works everywhere, so it should work here, you know.
Yeah.
And it's small enough of a country that, you know, we can voice it properly. And, you know, if they're not doing a good job, there's checks and balances there that I think we can use.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why democracy works everywhere else.
Yeah.